remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply.
Jerry Bader Show 936. I had Jason play that little snippet from Casablanca. Time goes by. By the way, they never say play it again, Sam, in that whole movie. They do say play it, Sam, at some point. Yes, I use that song to launch into the conversation about Michael Sam being taken with the 249th overall pick. There are 256 in the seven rounds. Everybody's writing about how it would have been a terrible embarrassment for the NFL, and they would have had a lot of explaining to do if the first openly gay college player had not been drafted. After all, he was the SEC, was he co-defensive player of the year? Is that what he was? Or player of the year? Player of the year. Had a great collegiate career in what I think most people would agree, is the toughest conference in college football. I accept that the SEC is the closest thing to a semi-pro league. But he fell all the way to seventh. I have several things I want to say about what is being said about Michael Sam, his draft position, and other things. If you have anything to say at all, I'm not going to ask you a specific question, but if you want to weigh in on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm going to say what I have to say, and then if you have anything to say, we'll take calls. If not, we're on to other things. That's how this is going to work. Item one, as for Michael Sam falling as low in the draft as he did. Now, I haven't seen this. A listener said that Sam said that he should have been taken in the first three rounds. I did not see that anywhere. If he did say that, he's nuts, because he just didn't establish that. Now, here's what's being said. Other SEC defensive players of the year have always gone much higher. There are obvious football reasons why Michael Sam would have been in that 5th, 6th, 7th round range. He's not big enough to be an NFL lineman, and he's not fast enough at linebacker, and he had a horrible combine. Here's what I believe. Before the combine and any of that, he was probably a 5th-round pick. Do I think his coming out dropped him in the draft? Yes, I do. But not in the way that critics are saying. One of the first things that was out there is Jarrett Bell writing at USA Today Sports. What took so long for Michael Sam to be drafted? He believes Sam being gay is why Sam fell to the late final round. I believe his coming out, but not his being gay. I think teams question what his priority is. Is his priority advancing the gay rights movement or being a good NFL player? Every indication is that his top priority is using his celebrity to advance the gay rights movement. I think that is a fair assessment. As such, teams aren't going to be terribly interested in him. And a friend points something out. Is there any way in hell now the Rams can cut him? If he is a complete bust in training camp and they cut him, you know what's going to happen if he doesn't make the team. Everything's going to be because he's gay. This is my criticism of Michael Sam. He was building in this defense. He may have fallen to as low as he did anyway, but we'll never know now, will we? Well, we'll never know, because he did put out there that he was gay. I saw somewhere that he was under immense pressure of being outed. Do you know what a load of crap that is? The NFL knew he was gay. Everyone on campus at Mizzou knew he was gay. It wasn't a secret. This, again, goes to what is his priority. Now, can you, at this point, can you say he was drafted too low? No, you can't. If he ends up being a very good NFL linebacker, he was drafted too low. If he doesn't make it in the NFL, he wasn't drafted too low. You don't know yet at this point. If he becomes an impact player with the St. Louis out of the chute, then he was drafted too low. But it wouldn't be the first time Aaron Rodgers was drafted too low. When he wasn't taken with the first overall pick in the 2005 draft, he fell all the way to, what was it, 23? Is that where the Packers got him? I don't even remember right now. No, you don't know. Joe Montana was taken in the third round. Russell Wilson was taken in the third round. Donald Driver, was he third or fifth round? I don't even fifth? No, third? Seventh? Was he really? I don't remember. I'm not challenging you, Jason. I just don't remember. But I mean, he was a late round pick. Was he drafted too late? Whatever it was? Well, clearly. Seventh round. I saw it, Jason. Yeah, seventh round of the 1999 NFL draft. There you go. Was he picked too late? Well, yeah. It happens. Then there's the kiss. So he kissed his boyfriend, and he cried like a baby because he was selected just before the very end of the draft. Michael Sam, I should have been drafted in the first three rounds. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. All right, I can't share the rest of that email, although it's darned funny. Really? He should have been drafted in the first three rounds. Based on what? See, I believe this is why he came out. Now, a Miami Dolphins player has already been punished for apparently being offended by the video of Sam kissing his boyfriend. Yeah, Bart Starr, 17th round. Was Starr selected late? There aren't even 17 rounds anymore. This is what this is all about. This is why he did this. It was a poison pill of sorts. And that's why I criticized him for it. And he got all the media attention. Jason, I'm going to make this prediction. If I live to be 147, never again will the President of the United States call and congratulate the player taken with the 249th pick in the NFL draft. You think I'm safe on that one? I'm pretty safe on that one. John in Green Bay. John, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry, I think one of the things that I had some issues with, I knew immediately when he was picked that it would end up being he's going to be, it's because he was gay. And I think the NFL teams looked at his statistics from the combine, and his numbers were poor. He was less than the tweener pick that the Packers took, Bradford, in the fourth round.
But he had a horrible combine. Horrible.
But the thing I think that dropped him was the media circus that goes along with this whole thing. Because the very first thing that happened after he was picked, somebody immediately had to get on the phone with Jeff Fisher and ask him all kinds of questions. And the thing is, that's going to go on all summer during camp. It's going to go on all during the season. The locker room players are going to be asked those questions by all these reporters. And many teams probably just didn't want to go with the circus that it was going to come along with.
And if I'm right, John, thanks a lot for the call, and his real priority is advancing the gay rights movement and not football, that media circus is going to be even worse. And I'm convinced that's what it is, and I think that's what that kiss was about. Well, America, you're just going to have to get comfortable with two guys kissing. That's just kind of the way it is. Tom Brady, sixth round. Again, we won't know until he plays and if he plays in the NFL for a couple of years. But yeah, you watch the Rams try to cut this guy if he's a complete and total bust. Dan in Green Bay. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wonder where he would have got drafted if he would have been playing center. You think he would have got drafted if he would have been a center?
I know where you're going with that. That's enough of that. To Joe on the road. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, I just want to focus on the Dolphin that, you know, people are all upset that he got censored. I think that you guys need to back off. I mean, after all, when Tim Tebow was the focus of being a Christian, the NFL got behind him just as much, right? Oh, wait a minute. And it didn't happen like that.
And you know what? When we took this up last week, I can't recall her name. The whole thing, Joe, with him getting the Arthur Ashe Award, what takes more courage? Wearing your Christianity on your sleeve or coming out as gay? Thanks a lot for the call. And as an emailer said, what would happen tomorrow? What would happen tomorrow if Michael Sam came out as a born-again Christian? Or if we have to check on that, Jason, or if Tim Tebow announced he was gay, what would take more courage? That's a very interesting question. By the way, the Dolphins, in fact, fined second-year defensive back Don Jones an undisclosed amount and excused him from the team. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Following critical remarks toward Michael Sam, who recently became the first openly gay athlete drafted by the NFL. Jones took to Twitter Saturday soon after Sam was drafted and tweeted, OMG, and horrible. He later deleted those tweets. My understanding was that it was in response to the video of the kiss, to which the Christian Science Monitor has, Michael Sam, is emotional kiss exactly what some NFL teams were afraid of? Michael Sam, the first openly gay player, blah, blah, blah. Only one thing can be said with certainty. By taking Sam with the eighth to last pick of the seventh round draft, the St. Louis Rams saved the NFL a small PR nightmare. Had he not been drafted, many questions would have been asked, most of them uncomfortable. How could Sam, who was co-defensive player of the year in the SEC, without question the top college football conference in the country, not even get drafted? How could a unanimous first-team All-American not be among the 256 players chosen? In an era when rushing the quarterback is perhaps the single most important defensive skill, why was someone with 11 and a half sacks completely ignored? Well, because he doesn't fit well size-wise or speed-wise in the NFL, and he had a horrible combine. The questions have been avoided, though, barely. Instead, different sorts of questions have emerged. Why did it take so long for Sam to get drafted? Given that most seventh-round picks are largely throwaways, did the Rams draft Sam simply to save face for the league? That's entirely possible that they did. Based on his talent or lack thereof, though, and most poignantly, did 31 other teams want to avoid the image that came after Sam was finally drafted, when he kissed his boyfriend on live television? The only people who know the answers to these questions are the people in the personnel departments of the NFL's 32 teams. Any other speculation is just that, because despite his pedigree, Sam was a marginal draft prospect. Had Sam been seen as a can't-miss NFL star, someone who could change the shape of a defense, teams could not have avoided taking him. But most agree that his stock was hurt at least as much by his poor performance in the scouting combine and pro days as by his coming out. Even before the scouting events, Sam's limitations were known. That's exactly right. He was a marginal pick, and him making a media, really, Jason, him making a media spectacle of himself is, thank you, Jason, is simply, I think, why they were afraid of him. Jason says, is that at NFL.com? At NFL.com, every other article has comment sections. All of his articles are commentless, where you cannot comment. A listener pointed it out. Jason went and checked it out. At NFL.com, you can comment on every other article except anything that has anything to do with Michael Sam. Well, that doesn't stop people from commenting about Michael Sam at articles unrelated to him. I don't know if they've done that. Yeah, Craig pointed that out. Thank you, Craig. NFL.com, there's no comment feature for anything that has anything to do with Michael Sam. It's 9:51. I want to address a text message that I got here at the show last week. I'm paraphrasing, but it goes something like this. There you go, talking about your miracle diet again. Well, let me be very clear. Proactive Weight Loss Solutions is, that's exactly what it is not. It is not a miracle diet. You don't magically lose weight. I'll be honest, it takes dedication. And you have to be willing to stick with it. As I found out, and I've lost about 55 pounds now. My wife was so impressed by what happened, she purchased it. And she's lost about 10 pounds in less than 2 weeks. Now, I know that you do hear claims on the radio about take this pill, do that, and you magically lose weight. That is exactly what Proactive Weight Loss Solutions isn't. It's not only is it not a miracle diet, it isn't a diet in the sense that you think of. It is a comprehensive weight loss program, doctor supervised by Dr. Litwin. And my wife has had emails back and forth over the weekend dealing with a plateau. It is a weight where you can in a healthy fashion, lose really as much as a pound a day. Don't take my word for it. Call Dr. Litwin, 920-268-1386. Find out for yourself what it is and what it isn't. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.